The latest case of high pathogenic avian influenza is a big one, impacting a 5.3 million layer hen operation in Iowa. But just how the industry as a whole might be affected is unknown right now, according to Dr. John Gleason with the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association.
Those birds will have to be destroyed, and that's a significant number of birds and a significant number of eggs that will not be available. It's quite a process to euthanize humanely that many birds, so it takes a little while. And the farm is now under quarantine, and USDA, with the help of the state of Iowa and other states that are helping, will humanely dispose of those birds and then dispose of them in such a way that the virus is not transmitted.
This is only the second case affecting chickens so far, with the vast majority being turkeys. And Gleason says there does appear to be a difference in how the virus impacts different types of birds.
Yeah, the research on the virus is just now beginning. That research is done at the Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Athens, Georgia, which is the National Avian Influenza Laboratory for the United States. And they've had that virus in their hands for some time now, and they're doing the experiments. So it's just really too early to comment about the virus itself, the actual biologic characteristics, its relative pathogenicity for chickens and turkeys. But that'll all get sorted out. But the important thing now is we know how to detect the virus. We know how to find it. All the biology of the virus, it'll probably take a year before we know all those small details.
Gleason says the industry is optimistic that the disease can be stopped before the migratory birds spreading it return over the same flyway later this year.
Well, biosecurity is very tight right now, and it'll continue to get tighter. We all hope that these birds will go into Canada and to their summer breeding grounds. They'll all get infected with the virus. It doesn't hurt the ducks and geese. We hope they all get infected, they all get immune, and they all stop shedding before they fly back south again in the fall. That's what we hope, but it's an unknown.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.